There are many large trees that I pass every day in my home city. They are to me spectacular, beautiful, an embodiment of life optimism in bark and leaf form. Their skyward branches and deep roots are what hold communities together, literally, and they add a dose of delight and uplift to every single day of my life. There is a towering and majestic tulip poplar, likely 100 years old at least, that I pass by every day. I whisper a hello to her as I pass by and touch her deep furrowed bark. The shade these large trees provide is, of course, immense. And during hot Virginia summers, trees make it possible to live a truly human life outside. Without their shade and evapotranspiration, it is often so hot that it feels like attempting to walk on the moon without a spacesuit. They are home to many birds and other non-human species. Without these trees, there would be little birdsong in my city, or any city, to enjoy. Yet we're losing many older trees in cities, and they're often viewed as of secondary importance and expendable, something barely on a par with street furniture. We need to do many things to support the trees around us. We need to give them names where we can and talk about them in ways that convey the power and personal affection we have for them. We need to draw them and write poems about them and talk about their beauty and the beauty they bring into our lives. We need to make clear that we consider them part of our community. We, of course, need strong tree codes that ensure that trees are not lost or removed for frivolous reasons and that acknowledge the many public benefits they provide, including shade and cool, but also their intrinsic moral worth. We need increasingly to understand them as complex, sentient creatures, as forest ecologist Suzanne Simard argues. We need to change our fiscal systems to reward the protection of existing older trees in cities, lower property taxes where trees are protected and cared for, higher where they are unnecessarily sacrificed. And we need to stand up for them and give them a voice where we can, and for the countless birds and non-human life harmed when older trees are removed. Ultimately, we need a tree-centric and nature-centric politics where future mayors, council members, and planning commissioners campaign for their positions by standing up for trees.